From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A preliminary ceasefire agreement for Syria is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria.
It is not yet done, and I anticipate that our presidents, President Obama and President Putin, may well speak somewhere in the next days or so in order to try to complete this task.
Violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front runner for the Republican nomination for the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina.
Well, I think I have a big advantage, but it's certainly a three-person race, and you have a couple of other people that are very talented there, too.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic caucuses over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Counting has begun in Niger's presidential and legislative elections after the polls closed Sunday. The results are not expected before next week. Mahamadou Issoufou is running for a second five-year term with a promise to crush Islamist militants and increase development in the country. Violent protests in northeastern India have plunged the capital, New Delhi, into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week of demonstrations by members of the rural Jat class. Jats are demanding federal and state benefits. Protests turned violent Friday, and damage was done to the equipment that transports water to New Delhi. This is VOA News. London Mayor Boris Johnson broke with British Prime Minister David Cameron on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union. Johnson, one of Britain's most popular politicians, becomes the highest-profile Conservative to declare that Britain is best off exiting the European Union.
Is it better for Britain to remain in Europe as it currently is, or is there a way that we could actually get a better deal that did more for British democracy, restored some control to the people of this country? That's the crucial thing for me.
Mr. Cameron has set a June 23rd referendum on the issue. Here's the latest on the European struggle to process an ongoing flood of refugees and migrants. Greek police say Macedonia is turning away Afghan migrants at its border but allowing other nationalities to enter. The Associated Press reports a Macedonian police spokeswoman denies the border is closed to Afghans. She blames Serbian restrictions. Serbian officials, in turn, blame Austria and Hungary. The UN Children's Fund is calling the situation of more than a half million children caught up in 2 years of conflict in Ukraine intolerable. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The UN Children's Fund considers the many children affected by the conflict in eastern Ukraine as much more than just collateral damage. It says the deprivation and trauma experienced by those who are most affected, some 580,000 children living near the front line, will have lifelong damaging consequences. UNICEF representative in Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, says these children are being deprived of their basic rights, including education, housing, and the right to play. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Zambia's president, Edgar Lungu, says he will nominate a female vice presidential running mate for his re-election bid in the August 11th general election. Uganda's main opposition leader has called for continued protests against his house detention and the country's disputed presidential election. That election saw President Yoweri Museveni remain in power. Bolivia is holding a referendum to decide whether to amend the constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. A growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of Mr. Morales after it was revealed his girlfriend's employer received lucrative government contracts. Authorities say they have detained a suspect in a shooting spree that left six people dead and two wounded in the U.S. state of Michigan. The shootings took place late Saturday around the city of Kalamazoo. Police arrested 45-year-old Jason Dalton early Sunday in connection with the shootings. No motive known for the crime. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.